Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go, man.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Billy Jockalone, how you feeling?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
It's Mraz, it's Bogish, it's a summer Wednesday here on the DA show.
It's a day.
It's
it
a
might
day.
Be spring.
It's another day. Another day. Remember, you can listen to us free on the Odyssey app, SiriusXM 158, all of our wonderful affiliates. We will continue to be audio only. Shocking, I know, for a radio show this week as Kaplan takes some time off. Billy Jocklow and Kevin Wall with us. Pete the Body taking a little time off. And DA still taking some time off, learning how to be a DA daddy. A daddy?
I asked this to him when he came on last week. There's no easy answer here.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit.
So with that, and of course, because we get a game seven where a team could have came back. We're talking about worst case scenario.
He's a da-da.
A da-da.
Yeah.
A da-da.
Yeah.
I like it.
I love the da.
I like it. If the Celtics had won game seven, it would have been worst case. It would have been another log to the fire of DA being out after big sporting events. He survived that. But nonetheless, I've been told that we're in between diaper changes, and DA is with us on the DA show now.
Oh.
Did you know that these days, Mraz, you and I working the overnights, our first 2 years here at CBS Sports Radio has prepped me for this exact moment because I actually have pulled the overnight diaper and feeding shift here at Casa Amendo. I am getting up at 1 a.m. and I am taking little AJ up until about 5:30 or so, and then giving it back to the Bourbon Bell and then getting like a few hours sleep. So I just woke up from shift number two of sleeping. I'm getting total of like 5 to 6 hours a day, which I consider it kind of a win. So it's kind of like after hours with DA around here.
You're going to be a real peach when you come back. Boy, are you. It's a couple months. That sleeping is going to kill you. So before we get into any sports, we're almost a week later, right? We are a week later. The evolution of you as a dad. Are we in a flow or are we in a rhythm?
Well, so I have so many thoughts on this. I mean, number one, again, I bow at the altar of you guys for having done this twice now in your lives. It is just, it's so harrowing in so many ways. But what I've found as the evolution is when you're at the hospital the first couple of days, first couple of nights, they last forever. You're like, it can't only be 11 o'clock at night. It needs to be the morning. I need it to be the morning. We have to get out of here at some point in time. Like, time slows down to a molasses crawl. And then you get to a point about 4 days later when you can't believe how quickly days are going by because you got nothing done. You're like, wait a second. It's already 9 o'clock and I have absolutely done nothing today. How could it be tomorrow already? So I was texting with Bogish. It's just like the play clock moves too fast. It's just you're getting the play in at like 9 seconds to go. You're getting to the line. You're like, there's only 4 seconds to snap the ball. You're just like, I need more time here. We need more time. But no, we're in a little bit more of a rhythm. And, it's the most amazing thing ever on so many levels. But it it just messes with your entire equilibrium, doesn't it?
Well, let me give you a little light at the end of the tunnel here. When sweet little Andrew Jack sleeps through the night.
Don't ever say that.
For the first time.
Ever, I can actually tell you that when we were going over middle names for Jay, I said, there's one name we will never, ever, 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 ever call this child. And it, we can debate everything else, but there's one that will never happen. And that just came out of your mouth. So let's never say that ever again.
But the first time he sleeps through the night and you therefore are not woken up at 1 a.m. by mayhem,
yeah,
you'll then wake up, the sun will be up, you'll look at the clock, you'll go, it's 5:30, 6 a.m., and you will think that someone took him, or he learned to walk, and he went out. It is both simultaneously exhilarating because they did it, but then frightening because you're like, "What did I miss? Where did the last 8 hours go? Is everybody here and accounted for?" So, yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I could
hopefully
see
that comes soon for you guys.
I could see that. Now, every day is a total gift. Every day is a blessing, no matter what. And what one of the things I'm so impressed by is just the total comfort of going in your pants. This is what marasmus feel like.
You're welcome.
It's just incredible.
Newborns are onto something.
He's perfectly quiet and still. It's 3 a.m. You know, I'm on my 14th bad movie of the day. I'm sifting through Roku TV, and I'm like, what channel? I didn't even know the popcorn flick. App,
oh, if you're on the actual Roku channels, scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I'm telling you guys, I have seen the worst of the worst. And then you just see him and he's so peaceful and his eyes are closed and he's doing that little baby gurgle. Like, you're like, oh man. And you just hear. Whoa. And you can just do that in the middle of your sleep that peacefully is so impressive. It's just so incredibly impressive.
Now that I think about it, that's probably what prepped my wife to have the two kids sleeping next to me making the same sounds. With that, I mean, D.A., look, you're talking about bad movies. Did you get a chance to watch Game 7? I mean, I know you're on basically no sleep, tape delay. Any thoughts on what transpired here with the Celtics?
So I slept through the entire thing. I went to bed at
so did the Celtics.
I was on the Celtics sleep schedule. I went to bed at about 8:30, 9 o'clock that night, as I said, to prep for the overnight
shift. I was on the Jaylen Brown plan that night.
Yeah. And so I woke up at 1 a.m. and it had been over, and I clicked on the CBS Sports app and just saw. And so yesterday I caught up with some highlights and caught up reading about it, you know, when he was sleeping and whatnot. But you know what's amazing is that I can't say I'm all that surprised throughout the entire thing. And again, I have watched very little sports since he came 8 days ago. But through that series, I was taken aback by through the series. It felt like the Heat were always the aggressors or kind of setting the pace for everything. I mean, even Game 6, where the Celtics had to survive, I know they had the lead, but they had to survive that final shot. It was like the Celtics kept getting just enough of a breath to extend this seemingly. I know that they won Game 5 and Game 6 easily. But I don't know. Once we got to Game 7, I said, It feels like, and Mraz can vouch, we were texting about this. I was like, they might have expended all of their energy just getting to Game 7.
Yes.
And the DNA of the Celtics is so poor. And whether it's Mazzulla, whether it's Jaylen Brown, whether it's Tatum, whether it's the culture of the team, I just felt like that's not that surprising. The way that we had gotten to that point in time. And, you know, the Celtics themselves, having done that in front of that fan base, I was not all that surprised that they kind of laid an egg, because I just didn't ever kind of trust their guts or their heart in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. And now to spin it forward, Jaylen Brown, there's a lot of talk about maybe him getting moved. And DA, one thing that we have hammered home, maybe the only take you've supported me on, the Celtics remain ringless since that Tatum Brown, the Pierce Garnett picks trade. This team only has one ring since 1986. They suddenly are starting to look like a little bit of an overrated franchise.
I think that the Celtics themselves are constantly victims is the wrong word, but they are rewarded by being the Celtics in the public eye. You know, I was up there when they went to that second NBA Finals with the Garnett crew in 2010, and that was the vestiges of the ones that had won in 08 with Doc and KG and Paul Pierce, and it was like the Celtics the greatness is back, the window is back for them to compete for championships, which was not the case before Garnett and Ray Allen showed up. And they kind of have always ridden that they got back to prominence and now we can expect them as a contender year after year after year. And it's just not the case. They've been super talented. They've made some really smart moves. But the fact that Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens and now Joe Mazzulla have kind of consistently made them contenders, I think has misled people into thinking that they're actually championship worthy. And last year was the closest version of that, but they were really not as good as the Warriors when it mattered. And the Warriors weren't a great champion either. So they're always good, never great. And they don't seem to ever hang around their neck the reputation of can't win the big one. Maybe this year they'll do it, because it was a real eye-opener that they sucked that bad in Game 7.
Are we going to argue about this again?
So
I've been delicately on your side the last couple of days, saying that now is the time to have the conversations about the franchise that you guys wanted to have like from day 6 of the Brad Stevens era. But, I mean, they are, by definition, contenders. Like, they were in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final. Like, that makes them a contender.
You're right. I think it just, though, it's interesting where the line is in our sports landscape of when a team goes from really good, solid franchise to chokers. Because the Celtics have now had enough good teams that didn't close, that didn't win a championship, to where other franchises have been labeled chokers. We've had good teams throughout the years in a lot of sports, but if you don't win a title and you have multiple cracks at doing so, you get labeled can't win the big one. And I wonder if this is finally the season that narrative changes, because I don't think the Celtics ever worn that yet.
Right, and I guess in my mind, they can live in both of those worlds. Like, it's not one or the other. Like, being a choker doesn't mean you're a bad franchise or that you're overvalued, because you're going to, when we get to next year, they're still going to be mentioned presumably among the best teams in the East because they're that good. So, like, they can still be a good, they can, and they're still the envy of a third, if not half, of the NBA. There are a lot of teams who would trade the last 15 years of their franchise for what the Celtics have done. So, there's good and bad. It's not just one or the other.
You're right. I think it just becomes, when do you stop getting the benefit of the doubt that you can win a championship, that people expect you to win a championship? Because, again, how many franchises have we had where you're like, yeah, they'll be good next year, but I would never pick them to win the NBA Finals? To me, they're now in that category. And I think the Jaylen Brown whole void, what have you, is a huge reason why.
Now, not to pivot too far away from sports, I know we're CBS Sports Radio, but DA, the next time I think we may see you is Bob's Bar. You're going to be on the air before then. Today's a really big day ahead of the Bob's Bar show, which is just over 2 weeks out. As we all know, if we all go to Major League Baseball opening day, when you show up and you see those fresh lines painted, if you will.
Yeah.
Bunting.
Today is power washing day, or at least the power washer gets dropped from my shed to Bob. It's the last things he's looking to do. He has freshly polyurethaned Bob's Bar 2 days ago to give it a fresh, nice coat. And he has requested I bring his power washer that I borrowed over. And he is basically just putting down the lines now. He is fully blown prepared Bob's Bar here for this moment. And there is a local television network, I didn't even reveal this to Bogus, that is now in talks with Bob about doing a story about a Giants fan, and that now are debating whether that's the day they bring the camera crew to show what a party Bob's Bar is as well. Man. So the power washing, the polyurethane, and I mean, this place is getting, it's like the Palestra right now.
And he stiff-armed the construction crew. The work's done.
There is palpable buzz officially in the West Babylon, Long Island area for this.
I have so many questions. The answer, the short answer is yes. That'll probably be the first time I see you guys in person. My leave from the show will end next Monday, so I'll be back on the air on Tuesday, and we'll do a couple of weeks on the air, but I'll just do it from home. But the first time I see you guys probably will be that day, unless there's another reason to come into the studios or something. Yeah. But so my first big question is, what's the construction look like sewer-wise on the streets? Because this has been something pressing on me. I'm sitting up in the middle of the night watching B movies, and I'm thinking, is the sewage construction done in West Babylon?
So the answer is yes, but I don't know completed. So they have the local West Babylon Memorial Day parade on Monday morning. So we pack up the kids and we head over, and obviously the rallying point is Bob's Bar, and we walk up. And right around the corner property in which my parents live.
How does the parade not go past Bob's Bar?
Well, a couple corners up. You got to clear out. All they know. There are where they dug up for the sewer, they re-put down like new tar, if you will. But nothing is even. So I don't know if they have to come over and now like repave the roads. It's regrated. Like huge bumps that are paved over. So I say this to say that they've already been given the warning, and they say they'll basically be done with all this by that show. If they do not elect to repave the road yet, it is going to make things extremely dicey for handing your keys over to Zach Gelb to have to navigate these bumps in the road.
Okay. That's a concern. Number two, the idea that I could show up right now in West Babylon to Bob's Bar and there's a freshly dressed deck and there is the fresh lines, the chalk lines rolled out, and there's somebody that's putting the first hot dog on the grill, and it feels like opening day is so, so thrilling.
Yes.
It is so thrilling, especially where I am right now. And I can tell you one of the highlights of this, no offense to Mraz, no offense to his family, but I booked my hotel for Thursday night of the night before Bob's Bar. I knew that there was some extenuating circumstances perhaps in all households involved here, and I did not want to be the Cousin Eddie rolling up from
we're okay.
the sticks.
Yeah,
and
we're
being
okay.
Like,
we're,
oh, yeah,
we're okay.
Hey, who am I staying with? Crapper's full. So,
cigar-smoking dude's taking that bed this year.
Oh, okay. So I booked it, and I just, like, clicked yes on the app or my phone, and I was just like, I can smell Bob's Bar. You know, it's like when you see pitchers and catchers report and you're like, I can smell opening day. So I am really excited. I've got a few goodies to bring to the event, and I'm going to have to talk it over with Mraz secretly because I don't want to say anything here on the air that Bob might hear. But it's going to be I'm beyond excited, and you will see a unique version of DA, one that has been burrowed in a hole for a couple of weeks with a newborn.
You even by getting that night's sleep may be the most wide awake and not needing that typical 10-15 Bob's Bar nap too. That could be a huge deal for the listeners.
Before we get out of here, I just wanted to say that I got so many amazing replies and emails and DMs from our listeners when AJ came last week and we made the announcement, and Ian Eagle really made the announcement, that said, you're going to be a great dad. And I just wanted to say right now, you guys have no idea what that meant to me, only because this is my first. And a lot of you would only glean that from who I am on the air because you haven't seen me with my nephews or nieces, or you haven't seen me behind the scenes with children or whatnot. And that really touched me quite deeply, that just people thought I might be good at this. And even I don't know if I'm good at this. I don't know if I will be good at this, but I hope that I am. And that really meant a lot. So I of course, I couldn't get to every response, but I did read them all. And that was huge. And that was one side of this coin. And then the other side is the few chuckleheads that are saying, oh, DA's milking this. And
you get on that Little Debbie truck today, DA?
Yeah, I'm hungry, man.
That Little Debbie truck. And I just... I want to address that as well. From Milking Patrick is what we'll call him, because he thinks that I'm milking this. Meek in Myrtle Beach, who says, what did he say? He said,
oh, you're going to name check somebody?
I love this. By the way, we already defended you on this today, but I'm here to see your points.
Yeah. He was Little Debbie. Yeah, this is Little Debbie Brad or Little Debbie Meek or whatever this is. And it is just this in a nutshell. If you know me and you've heard me on the air, perhaps the reason that you think I might be a good dad is because you know that I commit myself 100% to the things that really matter to me. And the show has always really mattered to me. And doing right by the listener has always really mattered to me. And now being a dad really matters to me. And I have taken advice from Bogues and from Mraz and from Bilotti. And that is, around here on this show, as important as the show has always been, we have always said family comes first no matter what. And when you're with family, do not even think about the show. We've all said that to each other constantly. When you're doing something with your family, do not even think about this show. And I really feel like it's part of the magic of this show, is that when you're here, you're all in. And when you're not, you take care of those important things. And so when AJ came, me being a first-time dad, Bogues has oftentimes said, like, this is going to be the most important job of your life. And I really believe it. And I see how amazing of a dad he is. And I said, I'm not going to shortchange my kid as I shortchange the audience. Because as I said, there's no way I'm watching anything. So my takes would be crap. I mean, my opinions would be just garbage opinions. And I'm certainly not going to show up at the house after a long day and be totally exhausted to then take over my firstborn and be like, yeah, let's just get through the day. Every moment I'm with him is a blessing. It's a gift. Every single second I'm with him, I'm kind of charmed and saying, like, how did I get so lucky? So I'm fully committed in these 2 weeks of leave to be the absolute best dad I can be and best husband I can be. And my wife needs it right now. And not everything went incredibly smoothly from last week and whatnot. So I'm here for her and I'm here for him. And I only say this not as some type of flex or whatever, but there's a reason behind me not being on the show. And I really love that people want me back on the show, but there is a much more important job for me to do, and I'm thrilled to do it. And when I'm back on the show, I will give everything I have to the show. But there's going to be a lot of days this summer where you don't hear me, maybe weeks this summer that you don't hear me. And it's because I'm doing the most important job I got. And so for anybody that, and I know that social media is not a great gauge, but I just feel for moms that feel this innate pressure to have to get back to work, or dads that feel this innate pressure to be back at work because, well, just move on with your life. You know, we got to get things done. Like, we got to get the Little Debbie truck out there and get the devil dogs delivered or whatever. There is no job that's unimportant. I'm not saying that any job is more important than not, but this job allows me some space to be a dad, and I'm going to take advantage of that. And the last thing you guys need is a half-assed take on Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals that I didn't watch. And the last thing my newborn needs is for me not to pay attention to him because I needed to create some stupid take that I didn't really have to do. So that's the line that I'm walking right now, and I appreciate everybody that would love to have me back on the show every day, but I feel incredibly lucky that Mraz and Bogues can take over for me and do a great job. And this is just about me doing the most important job I have today to the best of my ability. And when I'm back on the show, I'll do that to the best of my ability. So for every mom or dad that feels some type of external pressure from idiots that are like, oh, you should be back, man, who knows how many days you get to just sit with your kid ever for 24 hours, which I get to do right now. You know, at 8, he doesn't need me to do that. At 4, he doesn't need me to do that. At 22, he doesn't need me to do that. But at 8 days old, he does. So I get to do it. So I'm going to do it. So that's my piece.
Well said, DA. Well said. I think the only counter argument me and Bogues would have would be when they request your work, and that means they hate us. So we don't necessarily love that. Also, our stunner news today was Al Pacino becoming a dad at 82. So no
can
matter
you
what,
believe
I know we're going to say no matter what you're doing as a dad, just remember it can't be worse. You're not fathering at 82 like Pacino, because I can't imagine he's running around playing wiffle ball anytime
soon. He's taking more naps than the baby.
I mean, I just did the math. He's going to be 101 at high school graduation.
Yeah, I mean,
101.
For him, yeah,
I mean,
is.
Jerry Jones right now is so worried about winning another Super Bowl. How could Pacino not have this concern in him?
I mean, yeah, you know, I'm going to be 44 next month, and I've done the math. I'm like, wow, I'm going to be 56 at his high. At AJ's high school graduation, that's kind of old. I don't know, you know. And then I look at Pacino. I'm like, oh, I'm a spring chicken here.
No doubt.
Honestly,
no doubt.
I'm like Wembanyama. I feel like I got like 30 years ahead of you in good basketball.
The only difference is Schwartz has heard of you. Oh man. All right, amazing. Well, listen, go watch, another 85 Bears documentary. Relax.
Enjoy
time.
You have no idea that I actually did do some of that last night.
No.
We're going to do a segment when I come back on the show. Instead of Mothership at the Movies, Fatherhood at the Movies. I have specifically tried to watch films that you guys would respect me for. And I'm going to review them kind of like Mothership at the Movies, because really that's what my 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. shift is like. Is just trying to stay quiet, let mom sleep, and just watch movies. And last night, I could just find nothing. Did I ever see this 85 Bears doc? And
no.
So I just clicked on. It's called 85 Bears. No, it's just called 85, The Greatest Team Ever. So I said, I don't think I've seen this one.
Yeah, they've run out of names for them.
It was buried on Sling TV.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Those poor producers.
And I got through the first 10 minutes, and I said, oh, my God, they've interviewed Bill Murray for this? Oh, they've interviewed Obama for this? They've interviewed all these, like, incredible A-listers because they're Chicagoans. And then I saw, they don't have license to the NFL Films footage, it's the worst documentary ever. And I said, no, I'm not doing this. Oh. I'm actually, the first ever 85 Bears doc, I actually pulled the eject button on. So I've got, so far, 10 movies that I have watched and reviewed.
10?
Wow. Yeah,
I'm through 10.
So what year are you on now? 92? Are you doing these chronologically?
Wait till you see Back to the Future 2.
I'm bouncing back and forth between new ones like Air and You People with some old ones. I just watched for the first time Whiplash last night. Can you believe I've never watched Whiplash?
I don't think I've ever watched Whiplash.
The drummer movie, right?
Yes. Is that what that is? Yeah, okay. That's with Miles Teller and
Aaron Rodgers' buddy.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm forgetting the name of the teacher.
J.K. Simmons?
J.K. Rowling's, right?
No.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. J.K. Simmons. Wow. My God, what a phenomenal movie. So, yeah, I'm kind of bouncing between the most modern and ones that I just missed that I knew that were really good. But I'm trying to make you guys proud without watching, Sweet 16 Candles for the 30th time.
All right. I know we've gone way over. I have to close with this because the audience is going to want to know. You still getting fat? What's the eating like over there?
Oh,
right,
it's
now?
Coming.
No, I went through my lean period, and now I'm probably going to go back into the fat train because
there's no other way to do it. It just happens.
Yeah, the 2 days before the hospital, you know, you're running all around. I'm not eating full meals, getting the nursery in place, making sure everything is ready to go. Then we're at the hospital, and like I'm eating barely anything. I'm staying up at all hours of the night to burp him, to feed him, to make sure that my wife can get just a little bit of rest. I'm not sleeping well when I'm there because I'm in the hospital chair that's like a pull-out pseudo bed. So I ate almost nothing for the 4 days that we were in the hospital. Then I came back to the house and I'm just kind of like grabbing whatever I can. So I've actually probably shed 4 to 5 pounds.
Wow.
But that's just like stress and not sleeping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that now I would say a week from today when I'm back at the office or a little bit less than that, I'm probably going to just start housing terrible food again.
And
just
like
inhaling food. So it'll all come back to me because, yeah, I just have just, again, head is in a blender still, so I haven't been eating a lot.
Well, that sounds good. And if Badlands cannot burp on demand, you've now practiced burping him. You can yeah. pat him right in the back there, get it out of him in my face.
I got the burp thing down. I got the burp cloth down. If Badlands needs a burp cloth, I've got plenty of them.
Oh, this is so good. We almost need you in a dad fanny pack as Badlands burps. That'll just add to it so well. All right, well, go.
After he burps in your face, should I stick some formula in his
Exactly. Ooh, is this Semolac? All right, dear. Well, listen, go spend time with AJ. Remember, from this point forward, Entenmann's over Little Debbie's, and just enjoy your day, man.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks for holding down the fort for me. And good to hear Kevin Wall and Billy Jock and the other end of the line that I dialed in today.
It's great. Cool. It was great. No Christmas music. We're off to a good start.
How. See you guys later.
See you later.
Love you.
Okay. Ho, ho, ho. Okay, when we come back, one final CeeLo update. And good, just good to hear from DA. We'll read some of your tweets on that as well. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
What the hell did you just say to me? I don't know what you just said, Shep. I asked if you liked the play-in. The answer is yes.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Aaron tweets in, since when was DA going to be a dad? Well, since last week. Moist Pork. Wow, that was a great interview with DA. You should bring him on more often. Oh, Kyle tweets in, DA always being the ultimate role model. Respect, DA. Carla with a K, take all the time you need. Being a dad is 100% the most important. Dixieland Dan, whose insurance is going to cover the car when Zach hits one of these huge holes or bumps and rips the bumper off and shatters the radiator on said vehicle? That'll go on Bob's insurance, or is Zach going to handle that one?
Can one of your daughters turn a wrench by the 19, the 16?
Dixieland Dan, hate to break it to you. How this matters when you rent a car or bring your own car is your insurance covers it. Okay? Your insurance does. Cigar smoker dude, what is wrong is that Zach Gelb can't drive a manual transmission. That means I have to park my own car. I feel neglected.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean,
no stick.
If you're driving manual the possible, you're just being a show off.
That's your fault.
You know what I mean? What's that? You're going to turn the key in the ignition, not hit a push start? I mean, come on. How old are we? And also an interesting one, Penguin Skulls tweets in, hey, I'm a former teacher here. Uh-oh. I agree with you 100%. Teachers know what they are getting into, and honestly, the pay isn't that bad when you include the benefits. Teachers love playing the martyr card, and P.S., they tip like crap. Wow. Wow. That wow. from a teacher's mouth.
Mm.
A teacher's mouth. Ari Gold tweets in, I hope Pete isn't at home upset that he's not getting an interview. I can imagine him silent yelling and cursing you out while holding the baby. Fair tweet, Ari.
He would also be mad if we asked him to come on.
Come on now. I'm not doing this. I got two kids here. Right. Exactly. Exactly. And the burner tweets in, this is such an L take, Mraz. I hate other people's kids. Couldn't imagine having to babysit them and get 2 months off as a consolation prize. Again, this is what I hate about my takes. People go to the most extreme and don't listen to the words. Did I say I hated teachers? Did I ever say that? Did I ever say that a teacher itself wasn't a hard job? I never said that.
No, you told them to shut up.
I said when they complain, just remember your perks compared to other people's perks. That's all. That's all. I don't want to hear them complain.
Mike, you told them to shut up.
All right. Maybe I went to the extreme. Point stands.
I think it's that you don't understand what you're saying. We understand.
No, I understand. You just don't want to admit Shawnee Blue Collar.
No.
All right. What do we got? CeeLo, you in the house?
Yeah, I'm here.
You hear CeeLo?
How about you turn your microphone on?
I'm here.
Yeah. All right. Whose name are you going to mispronounce this update?
Nobody. It was just the one early this morning. You know, you guys corrected me. We move forward. I strive to make that the only mistake of the show. And we're going to shake up dinner time with HelloFresh, by the way, with 40 weekly recipe options. There's always something new to try. Get 16 free meals plus free shipping with code SKATE16 at HelloFresh.com/SKATE16. Rapid fire with Bob Myers as we put a bow on his situation, stepping down as Warriors president and GM yesterday after 12 years and 4 NBA championships. Basically said he doesn't have it in him anymore, or at least right now, despite reported attempts by Joe Lacob to convince him to stay.
This wasn't about money. I just want to make that clear. It's not about money. I make plenty of money. I got offered plenty of money. So Thank you for that.
And now it's about looking back on the relationships he has built. Two of them more obvious than others. First and foremost, Steve Kerr, and beyond viewing him as a Hall of Fame coach.
You know, you can go through a whole life and not meet people like that, not make friendships like that. It's super rare. Most GMs and coaches don't like each other. And I can see why. It's pretty set up to fail. Your fault. No, it's your fault. No, you're doing it wrong. You should play these guys. No, you got me the wrong players. It's so set up to fail.
That is a fair point.
Yeah.
I haven't thought of it that way
Which
before.
Is why when NFL teams don't hire in lockstep,
yeah,
you are setting your franchise up for failure. It might seem fine in the real time. It's going to be a disaster.
Shotgun marriage.
Yes. You don't want that. By the way, would any of you guys start bubbling crying if our relationship here ended and we were leaving?
No, but we also didn't spend like every waking moment together and win four NBA titles together either.
Well, we won a couple fake Marconis.
No, we didn't.
No.
And with all due respect to CBS/Entercom/Odyssey, they're not the Warriors
right.
of the NBA.
Yes.
But the DA show is the Warriors of CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I'll cry over Pete. But in general,
he also didn't cry over Kerr. He only cried when he started talking about the fans and growing up being one.
Right. That would be a great bit if the show ever ended. We all hug each other and cry, except we immediately stop crying when we hug Pete goodbye.
Just shake Pete's hand.
Hey Pete, it's been fun. Good luck to you.
Poor Pete. Poor. Best of luck.
Here's one on Steph Curry, the other most notable relationship that I alluded to.
People know him for what he does, but how lucky is this organization to have him as its leader? And for me to get to watch him be that guy for my whole time here, what a gift to me, and that's one I could never repay.
Spoke about quite a few other players as well. He mentioned getting a call from Kevin Durant as that news broke yesterday. Some quick baseball notables here. Aaron Judge, home run number 18, helping the Yankees dump the Mariners in Seattle last night 10-2. The Dodgers beat the Nationals 9-3. Freddie Freeman 4-for-5 with a home run to extend his hitting streak to 19 games. And Kodai Senga tossed 7 innings of 1-hit ball, 9 strikeouts to help the Mets shut out the Phillies 2-0.
Now, Senga, what's the genesis of that one?
The genesis of what? His name?
Senga Genesis?
Oh, God. See, that's not even... I didn't even recognize that one as a pun. That's how bad that was.
What's wrong?
But I will give you credit. They do, I think, when he has a strikeout, they play the Sega.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a bit of a stretch,
Thank
but that's
you.
Fine. So I had heard Alex Rodriguez was going to be making the rounds today, doing a bit of a media tour, and I had asked somebody...
In studio with us tomorrow.
In the business. Is he?
No.
Okay. Well, I'd asked somebody in the business, you know, what's he plugging? Obviously, he's promoting something. They didn't know. Well, we have our answer this morning. This is from the CBS Mornings Twitter account. A-Rod dominated the baseball field for decades, but now he's on a mission to raise awareness after revealing his diagnosis of early-stage gum disease. And that was pretty much how they intro'd him on the CBS Morning Show this morning, and here was his first comment.
I just recently went to see my dentist and not thinking anything about any gum disease. And the dentist tells me the news. And then I come to find out over 65 million Americans have this gum disease. Mm. So it's important for all the viewers watching, all Americans, all folks, go out there and take care of your teeth. And
Yeah. So there you go. A-Rod's new campaign.
Just regular gum disease.
Gum disease.
Like it's use always, Listerine. Yeah. Use mouthwash.
It's
gum
always
disease.
Better to be safe. Go see your local dentist.
So as you said that, I was thinking more seriously. I'm like, wow, was he a chew guy? And now I'm thinking to myself.
Well, that's what the anchor there was like. Oh, the baseball players with everything with the tobacco and the sunflower seeds. And it was like a 15-minute interview. And I saw it right before I came in. So I haven't had a chance to watch all of it yet.
I got to have gum disease. I go in and out of yellow teeth constantly.
Oh.
Oh.
Jeez.
No, sometimes, you're the healthiest blank guy out there. Your teeth are probably perfect.
Well, my wife forever told me go to the dentist because she used to say I had really stinky breath. So I went to the dentist. I had a root canal. And then I used to go to the dentist like every 3 months. And then Taylor was born
every
and I kept going every
3 months.
Yeah.
It's like, supposed to be every 6 months.
I know, but I was going a lot. And she was like, you go to the dentist too much. You need to stop. And okay. Now I haven't gone in like 2 years and I think my breath stinks again.
Yeah. I'm kind of in that boat as well.
Yeah.
I need to get there.
I finally found a good dentist.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Oh, my dentist
finding one
good.
And one that takes your insurance as
right.
well.
Yeah. No, mine, I had a good one.
Yeah, but again, like some, you know, the process, once you find one, you got to hold on to them for as long
dear
as
life.
Possible. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how I lost my last one. They yeah. stopped taking my insurance. Yeah. So I just find another one, and this guy's good.
I like going to the dentist.
I've never had a problem with the dentist.
Same.
Now, yeah. I have good teeth, knock on wood. I've never had any kind of major catastrophe.
I look at it as a mouth massage.
I guess that's one way to look at it. Yeah. Yeah. You like to sit in that chair and let them just go to work.
Pick away. Yeah. Take the tar pick off away. My mouth and away we go.
Take the tar off my mouth. Yeah, that's the problem. So you're not a coffee guy though, are you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
See, I got the coffee stains.
No, I got Kona Big Wave stains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Anything else?
Yes. Incoming Nashville Predators GM Barry Trotz has officially announced that they are hiring Andrew Brunette as their new head coach after they parted ways with John Hines yesterday. Did you guys at all during
a break? John Hines, 57, with French fried potatoes?
Oh, God. Hey, did you guys at all get a look in the breaks at this Athletic story out about Aaron Rodgers and what things went south with the Packers?
No, there's another story.
So there's
about
a long form. The Packers beat writer for the Athletic. This was the tease on the tweet. What really happened with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in the 3 years after they took Jordan Love? I heard stories and then asked Rodgers if he wanted to respond. He called me and had plenty to say. So I read the entire story and got to be honest, there weren't that many major takeaways there outside of him outlining the back and forth between Gutekunst this offseason and why they couldn't quite hook up with the bad cell service and the FaceTime.
Also back
and all
on
that.
FaceTime.
Yeah, so he basically wanted to circle back on that
still
and
doing
further
this?
Dig in on that explanation.
I think I officially know more about Aaron Rodgers' life than I do my own.
Yeah. Here it goes. I have zero or one bar at the house. So you call me, sometimes it goes through. Most of the time it drops and doesn't go through. Everybody who knows me, when I'm out west, they know that's how to get a hold of me. So you can say whatever you want about that, but that's the bleeping truth.
Great.
Doesn't he have an agent?
He does, and apparently
he have millions of dollars that he could get a Wi-Fi,
well.
A Wi-Fi extender?
Well, that's why he wants FaceTime, because that goes on the Wi-Fi.
Phone calls go on Wi-Fi too in 2023.
I think it might depend on your service, your whatchamacallit.
Oh my God. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't have one of the 50 million services that allow Wi-Fi calling, that's not on anybody else.
All I'm saying is that for whatever reason in my neighborhood in Long Island, not even the hills of California, my regular cell service is awful.
Same for me at my house. Need
awful.
The Wi-Fi.
Where my wife works, her cell service is terrible in Long Island.
So we're seeing this as feasible. So this is what we're coming to.
So even if he had the worst, if he bought his cell phone from Pat's cell phone bonanza, and he had the worst plan ever, no coverage, he has multiple people, go-betweens, that the Packers could have talked to and said, tell Aaron we need to call him. Could he go to the payphone by the diner and give us a call? Or could he walk into town and buzz
us? Get to the bat phone.
This is such a dumb story.
You mentioned the agent, and it was referenced in the story, not so much directly from Rodgers, but, you know, someone speaking on condition of anonymity, that the agent called Packers president Mark Murphy, I guess after the Jordan Love pick that offseason, and the demand was fire Gutekunst or trade Rodgers. And obviously they did neither. So they tried to patch it all together, keep it all together, and make it work. And this is the last thing I'll leave you with. As he talked about the relationship, the back and forth with Gutekunst this offseason, and how they just couldn't quite get on the same page. Quote, like, come on, man, just tell the truth. You wanted to move on. You didn't like the fact that we didn't communicate all the time. Like, listen, I talk to the people that I like.
Oh, he sucks.
Oh,
but that's
man.
It, though. He didn't want to talk to them. They didn't want to talk to him. So if I each made one call, didn't go through, we tried, and now we move
on. And he also took one other jab at them and referenced how, you know, when I kind of publicly said I wanted the communication to improve, and it got a little bit better, but nothing like what I've already experienced in a few weeks with the Jets.
Yes, jeez. I love it.
I've never looked more forward to a 7-10 season in my life.
They're going to be every story. Taylor Swift this weekend ups the prediction.
Yep.
14-3.
Yeah, get lost. They suck. All right, when we come back, your epic fail, I think, the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
All right. Our Stunned to a News brought us to Al Pacino at 82 having a baby. It's your epic fail.
So Robert De Niro and Al Pacino are best buddies, as you might know. And there's probably been some friendly, spirited competition over the years. But this might be taking it to a new level. So we recently learned that the 79-year-old De Niro became a father for the 7th time, welcoming a child with his girlfriend.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I guess Pacino didn't want to be left out. Just revealed, I believe, yesterday or last night, the 82-year-old is set to welcome his 4th child as his 29-year-old girlfriend, Noor Alfala.
A frisky bisky.
What? But you've got 79-year-old De Niro, a dad once again, and now 82-year-old Pacino with an infant on the way.
Can I give her credit while knocking Al here?
Ugh.
I give her credit because this is proof that she's not just sitting there giving him a massage or like cooking him dinner and along for like some kind of payout when he keels over.
Hubba hubba.
Do you know anything works? Like, you don't know how college works. You don't know how teachers work. She just got a kid. Now she's getting double payout when he croaks.
I think that you're actually a bad job to the kid if you're willing to have one at 82 years old, because I think 60 is probably the fair cutoff.
Well, I have no idea.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Come on. You try to at least, you know, put yourself in a position where you have a relationship with your kid.
Right. You're finally getting one right. I think this is incredibly irresponsible, and I'd almost support a rule of like an actual age limit where you have to stop having kids.
Right.
You have to stop putting kids in the world.
Right.
Stand up. Let me see that, buddy.
But I mean, for the love of God, this is absolutely disgusting, though. And just 82-29.
Yeah.
I'd probably get turned down by a 79-year-old rich old woman. So what does that say about me?
On the Rockets, red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Pacino, by the way, 53 when the mother of his child was born. 53. To make you feel better about it. Our poll question of the day, if you were rehired by a job and in your first week back, are you allowed to take free tickets for an event from the company? 73% said yes. Kevin Wool, you're in the clear. He voted that many times. 26% said no. Mike Bisseglia, Mikey B, used to work on Taz and the Moves here.
Yeah. And Gio and Jones
said 100% yes, so he would do this. Patty O'Ron tweets in, it's a rather poorly worded question. Why would a job rehire you? Well, ask Kevin Wool that question because it applies to him. That'll put a little bow on it. A permission-granted podcast, yeah, shorter version, but nonetheless, we're not getting punished by side C's. Me and Bogues will handle that post-show here. Thanks to Kevin Wall. Welcome back, buddy. Heck of an effort. Thanks to Billy Chocolat on the Wheels of Steel. He's usually here on Wednesday. Today's not a Tuesday. Thanks to Jack Stern, a full day's work out in the newsroom. Thank you to Crystal Presti on updates. Thank you to one another and everybody another. The mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.